Originally from Pennsylvania, Jack Grego grew up playing drums. He played in marching bands, and once he was ready for college, he decided to take percussions a little more seriously, and his focus shifted to classical music. After getting his bachelor's in music performance and master's degree from Carnegie Mellon University, Grego remained as a freelance percussionist, but he was looking for a position in the symphony as a timpanist. A very competitive position.
I took auditions for probably 5 years after that before I got a permanent position, but that's, you know, partly because there's so few positions like mine in the orchestra. You're waiting.
There are 2 to 4 timpanists in an orchestra. The timpani is also called the kettle drum. These instruments look like a large copper balls with drum heads stretched across the top. A timpani can be tuned to a specific pitch by tightening the drum heads with the key or by using a foot pedal. Musicians who can play the timpani must have a good ear and be able to tune their drums to a specific pitches quickly. Grego played timpani in different places, but was appointed to Omaha Symphony Principal Timpanist about 6 years ago.
It's pretty competitive, so I'm extremely fortunate to have my job, and I love it, I'm grateful, but nice long journey to get here. Everybody's good that's taking the auditions. There's always a little element of luck involved. Who plays the best that day?
Grego does not come from a family of musicians. His brother plays the guitar, but not as a profession. His parents aren't musicians either, but they always supported him. He was already 16 when he decided to pursue his career as a musician, and describes his path as a timpanist a little different from other musicians.
When I went to school, you don't just learn to play timpani. You play all the percussion instruments. So I can play all the other things. But in the orchestra, the timpanist is a defined role. And then the percussionists play everything else. So they play the snare drums, xylophones, cymbals, bass drum, all that stuff. But of course, like, I learned to do all that. I always sort of enjoyed timpani a little more, you know. In some ways, maybe it's the fact that it's in all of the orchestra music. There's no snare drum in Beethoven, you know. There's no xylophone in Schumann or something. I think that could be an element, but really I just enjoyed it.
This Sunday, the Omaha Symphony presents Ancient Airs and Dances from composers from the 19th and 20th centuries. And Grego debuts as timpani soloist in a concerto for 6 timpani and orchestra.
Obviously a bit of an unusual instrument to be a soloist. Timpani concertos, not my favorite form of music in the world. It's not why I got into timpani playing. I like it being in that support role and being the rumble in the back that drives the orchestra.
Most timpani concertos are written within the last 70 to 100 years. More timpani concertos belong to more modern music. To learn more about the full program Ancient Airs and Dances for this Sunday and Grego's Concerto for 6 Timpani and Orchestra, you can visit omahasymphony.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.